except I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have given up a long time ago. If I hadn't have believed, my life would have got straight, and I'd have been happy in my life, and I'd have been prosperous. I'd have given up a long time ago. But there was a reward in being faithful to God, even though he did kill somebody, and he wasn't faithful to his wife and so forth, but he was faithful to God. And he found the rewards in spite of his unfaithfulness. Whew, my God, I'm glad God is faithful. My God. And anytime, you know, there seems to be, we're people and we have to have this incentive. On sale. It's the same price it was before they said that. They just mark it up and bring it down to the same price it already was to make you feel like you're getting a good deal. All that matters, just how you feel about it. And it's this incentive program. That's what it is, an incentive program. And so I have learned that God is a master of incentives because he does give us an incentive. David said, "What shall I render you for all the many benefits there is in serving you?" You don't know how many ladies I've talked to, wives of husbands that come into my office and say, "Well, why are you working?" You know, it makes the benefits. I'm working for the benefits. Well, Lord, just David said, just living for God, the benefit. Oh, what shall I render unto God? What am I going to give back for all these rewards I get for serving him? My Lord, I love serving God for just the rewards. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But anytime you sow into something, you should reap something out of it, right? Even if you sow bad seed, you reap bad seed. But if you sow good seed, you ought to reap good seed. If you're faithful, you ought to reap the benefit of being faithful. Hallelujah. And so if you sow into an education, you reap the benefits of an education. You sow into a marriage, you sow into your children. Whatever you sow into, you should reap the benefits of what you sow into. And when you sow into the kingdom of God, you should reap the benefits that there is in living for God. If there's no benefits, let's just go out and eat and drink for tomorrow we die. David said, he did say, "What shall I render the Lord for all his many benefits?" David kept sowing and sowing into the kingdom of God, and he had a fruitful life. Yes, there was a lot of tragedy in his life, but in spite of the tragedy, David was a man after God's own heart. And so don't stop believing that he is, but I'm asking you tonight, start believing that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. My. Believing that he won't give you a healing, he won't give you a job, believing that he won't help you out of your circumstances, all these kind of things is telling me you don't believe he's a rewarder. It just plainly says, I don't think he's going to do it. Then why be faithful? There's got to be a reward for faithfulness. That lady, I'm faithful to her. Why would I be faithful to her if there's no reward to being faithful for her? But it's a reciprocating thing. She's faithful to me, I'm faithful to her. You faithful to God, God faithful to you. You sow into faithfulness, you get faithfulness back. Why would God give you the delights of your heart if you don't believe that he will? The world has figured this out a long time about these rewards, but we're just now beginning to understand it. I want to turn to Isaiah 1 and 18, read a few verses there. I want to show you what an effect rewards and gifts have on people's thinking. You know, the Bible has all the answers. That's why I like it. It said, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, faithful, ye shall eat the good of the land." If you come, let us reason. You got to believe that I am, and you got to believe that I am a rewarder. And if you'll just keep being faithful to me, then you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, meaning you're not faithful to me, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. How is it the faithful city how is the faithful city become a harlot? How is that faithfulness become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteous lodged in it, but now murderers live there. What happened? thy silver. It was so pure at one time and so shiny, it's become dross. It's contaminated. Thy wine with water, it's all gone down. What happened? Thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone, why? Everyone loveth gifts. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Everyone loveth gifts and follow after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. They followed after the wrong reward. Everybody likes a gift. Everybody. If you don't like the gift of the Holy Ghost, bring it back. It's a gift. I like what I got. But a gift can be a healer and it can be a destroyer. Amen. Read you a few verses here. Exodus says, and thou shalt take no gift. This is the Moses commanding the people that are in charge in Israel. And all he said, hey, look, don't take a gift. Take no gift. For the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Man, you give the district attorney a big old gift, then tell him you need a favor. It will pervert his righteousness. Now, he gave me a gift. Give the preacher a big gift and see what happens. It can pervert his preaching. Thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. My God. And a gift destroyeth the heart. My. The wrong kind of gift can destroy the heart. You remember when Ezekiah was sick? Remember when he was sick? And one of the other kings that came and heard he was sick. And what did he bring? A gift. And what did Hezekiah do? He said, hey, you know, while you're here, you're such a nice guy. Hey, let me show you what all the treasures that we got in this place. And he opened up and he said, Bible said he showed him everything. No, not one thing he did not show him. He showed him everything. Why? He gave him a gift. And it perverted him. And he showed the enemy all of his treasures. The enemy came back and stole all those treasures. People follow gifts. Oh, my Lord, and incentives and rewards and things like that. And so do Christians. We've got to follow the right gift and the right reward. Every gift, I've already said, and every perfect gift comes from above. It is God's good pleasure to give you His gifts. The Bible even says in one place, He gave men gifts. Hallelujah. You have some of the gifts of the Spirit, honey, start using them things. He didn't give them to you, leave them in a box. Use them. And the gifts of God are His pleasure and to give us rewards and things, but because we not only believe in Him, but because we believe He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. When God looked at Abraham, He called him out of his country and He said, you know, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going, where you're going to go, but I'm going to bless you. And He had Lot with Him. And Lot caused him a lot of trouble. He got captured by the enemy. And Abraham goes and he captures Lot back, brings Lot back, and he brings back a lot of gold and silver and all these things. And he pays tithes. He's faithful to God. He pays his tithes to Melchizedek. Do you remember the story? I want to pick it up the very next chapter. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? Okay. I like the shield part. That's good. Protect me, Lord. What am I going to get out of this? Leaving my country, leaving my friends and everybody in my home and traveling to a city that I'm being faithful to you. There's something for faithfulness. What would thou give me, seeing I go child? He's kind of giving him a hint. What will you give me, seeing I don't have a son? How about you doing that? How about when you believe that he is a faithful God and you're faithful to him? Lord, what are you going to give me? You know, I have been struggling in this area of my life. Lord, I do need a healing. What are you going to give me? The Lord don't mind you asking. It's not your presuming upon your own lust. You're going to give him the glory. My God. Seeing I go childless, and a steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. I'll stop there, but Abraham wanted to substitute something else, and the Lord said, no, I'm such a good rewarder. I'm not even going to use somebody born in your house. I'm giving you a son. Just like I said, I am a rewarder of them that diligent. I'm not a substitute or rewarder. I am the rewarder. I am your exceeding great reward. I am the reward. Whew. My. And there's nothing wrong with us asking God to give us rewards and thanks for our faithfulness. Did not David say that he wanted to know when he got ready to kill Goliath? You remember what he said? What's in it for me? He said, what shall be given to the man that slays that dude right there? If they say, well, it's nothing, he's going to shake your hand and say, see y'all later. But when they said that your family would be free in Israel, said, man, I'm in, you know, my family's been struggling. And they told him that he'll make him rich. He said, well, I've been pretty poor out there in that sheep field. And he gets the king's daughter. He said, is she good looking? Must have been, because he killed the giant. He must have liked something about her. And so he was in it for the reward. Why would I be faithful if I don't get a reward? Why do I keep coming to church and be faithful to the house of God and the things of God if there's not a reward for me? See, you believe that he is. I'm trying to get you to believe that he's a rewarder too. And if you don't believe he's a rewarder, you don't get the rewards. My, I hope I'm helping somebody. But I do have good news for you tonight. We always talk about, well, how great is your reward in heaven? You know, the Lord spoke that many times. You know, when men revile you and they come in, oh, great is your reward in heaven. Well, that's good, but, I'm here right now. I need things now. You put me in this life. I'm here to tell you he wants to reward you in this life too. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you to enjoy your life and have pleasures of life. He said in one place, I will multiply your harvest 100-fold in this life. So when a person prays, they first got to believe that he is, but second, we've got to believe he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. I mean, he said, if you have need, go into your closet and pray, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward. Oh, yeah, there you go. He'll reward you how? In secret? No. He said, I'll reward you openly. Not only will you see the reward, but everybody else is going to say, man, he must be living for God. Something's right. You know, that guy goes to church all the time. Man, I need to check out, why is God so good to him? Look at Abraham. They was all envious of Abraham. Man, Lord, he wanted his wife. There are rewards in this life for living for God in this life. Yes, the life to come. But our problem is, folks, that we don't have confidence in the reward. We don't have confidence in the rewards in this life. Oh, yeah, I know there's a heaven up there. Oh, yeah, I should just be thinking eternal, Pastor. I know I'm so carnal-minded. Let me tell you something. God wants you happy here. He wants you prosperous here. That's why he said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. In heaven, there ain't no tails. Okay? He said, I'll make you the lender, not the borrower. In heaven, there's nothing to loan out because you already got it all. He wants you to be the overcomer in this life. Oh, I hope I'm getting through to somebody. And so the writer of Hebrews said, cast not away your confidence, for in it you have a great recompense of reward. Your confidence brings about the reward. What is confidence? Is I know God's going to do it. God's a faithful God, and I've been living for him. I know I've been struggling in my life, but one day God's going to heal me. God's going to touch me. God's going to restore me. He's going to restore everything the canker worm ate up, everything the palmer worm ate up. He's going to restore my life, my family, and my children are coming home because I'm going to keep living for God to the day I die. And when you get that attitude, honey, it's going to start happening. You've got to believe he is a rewarder. My. I can't tell you how many boxes of Cracker Jacks I bought as a kid that said 25 cents, and I hated Cracker Jacks. What I wanted was that toy in there didn't cost a penny. I'd give away the Cracker Jacks to get that stupid reward. Sucker for a reward. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, living for God is worth the little prize maybe that you think you're going. I'm telling you, God can give you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that. Now, we ain't talking about heaven, honey. We're talking about right here. I give you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, but you got to believe I'm a rewarder. You've got to believe I will do it. Not that I can do it, but that I will do it. Hallelujah. And so as they come tonight, I better close. I'm wound up on these reward things. Heaven may be our eternal reward, but I thank God for the rewards in this life. When you live for God, let me just tell you some of the spiritual rewards. You ever heard of joy? You ever heard of peace? Those are rewards of living for God. Sometimes we don't count our rewards. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and meekness. And all these fruit of the Spirit are the rewards of living for God. Because if you don't live for God, you're sowing into the flesh where there is corruption and every evil work. When the Pharisees prayed, they prayed and he said, they have their reward. They got on the street corner, they just got their reward. Their reward was about, hear me, I fast twice a day. I pray often, I give my tithes. They just got their reward. But your Father, which hears you in secret, Lord, you're going to outshine them. Hallelujah. You're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven, saying, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I couldn't, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side when men rose up against me, they'd have swallowed me up quick. What a reward I've got in living for God. Hallelujah. And so when we look back at this chapter in Hebrews, I hope you get a new slant on this thing. Understand, there is no reward if you don't invest in it. No, you've got to invest in it. You can't walk into Target and say, hey, I'm here to pick up some rewards. Say, rewards for what? Well, let me see, what did you buy? Well, I ain't bought nothing, I just want my rewards. Is that what you want from God? It doesn't work that way. You can't just say, well, God, oh, here's my rewards. I want my rewards, where are they at? He says you got to sow into it. You've got to invest into this thing. And so many times people, when they invest this much. And pardon me for using a poker term, okay? But I'm all in. Now, I know y'all don't know what that means, but that means there's nothing left. I'm totally invested in the kingdom of God. But people want to say, well, let me try church and see if this will work for me. Let me try this and see if God will check. Nah, give me that back. Honey, I'm all in. I give everything I got, my time, my money, everything I got is in the kingdom of God. Now, I expect a reward for that. I expect a reward for that. I do. I expect God to do what he said he would do. I'm doing what he asked me to do. Now, I want you to do what you said you would do. Because I believe he's a rewarder. And some of you have not convinced yourself that he is a rewarder. Oh, you believe that he is. But I'm telling you, it pleases God for you to believe also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. He wants you to believe that he will do it. And that he will do it. He can do it. More than I ask. How many of you can say he's done more than I ask? He's superseded. All right, now watch, real quick, let me go here. Hebrews chapter 11, when you look back, now think about what I've told you, because it starts out that, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders got a reward. You'll see this chapter different. Every place you read, they invested in it, they got the reward out of it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders got the reward. Whew. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by the which obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being yet dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, but was found because God had translated. Well, what a reward of living for God. And before he was translated, he had this testimony. He pleased God. He not only believed that God was, he believed that God was a rewarder of them that diligently see. He sought him so diligently, they said, the next morning they woke up and said, anybody seen Enoch today? No, he went on to his... He went on to his reward. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Noah, I'm quitting. Noah believed in God. He believed he was so faithful. 120 years he preached and hammered him to gopher wood. Okay, gopher wood, Lord, if that's what you say, go. Well, oak looks good. No, we're not doing oak, we're doing gopher wood. Pitched it within, pitched it without. And for 120 years he was faithful. But he also had his reward. He got on a ship that he built. Hallelujah. Because he was faithful to God, God was faithful to him. And when it began to rain, he looked at his family and said, it's time to get on board. Because he was faithful to God, his family was also rewarded from his faithfulness. I preached a sermon here one time. One thing that David laid up for his family was mercy. Mercy. He laid it up for his family. There's a reward, amen, in living for God. Stand with me. It takes both believing in God, and it takes believing not only that he is, but that he is a rewarder. How many of you want to be in God's reward program? Oh, I want to be. I am in God's reward program. Hallelujah. Seek God like you seek them rewards. Just do that again if you don't mind. I want my rewards. I don't care how much it is. You've got a program and it's called a reward program, and I want my reward. God's got a reward program. Asking for it. Seek, ye shall. Ask, and it shall. Knock, and it shall be. I hope I convinced you that God wants. He takes pleasure in you asking him. The greatest compliment you could give anybody is ask them for help. That means they're capable of doing it, of what you're not capable of. So as you say, God, help me. Big old smile comes on his face. Oh, I love it when you ask me to help you, because I want to. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song tonight before I get, woo, glory, hallelujah.
Walking by faith with Christ the Lord,
oh,
trusting completely in his word, with the assurance he will guide me over the fall.
And
having no cause to fear or dread,
oh, fear
of the things that lie ahead,
we're
walking by faith with Jesus the Lord on the way home. We're walking by faith with Jesus.
Jesus, the Lord.